Studio B2, a.k.a. my man Tim Keller's basement. Tim Keller's over here rocking the orange shirt. Life and Health, Thomas, Tim, and why'd you look at your shirt like you didn't know what color it was?
I was like, am I wearing an orange shirt?
All right, so another week, another podcast. How's everybody been? How was everybody's Labor Day weekend?
Long.
Was it Labor Day?
It was Labor Day.
Okay. It wasn't Memorial Day.
See, there's a, see, at least that you knew which one I was thinking about.
Yep. Because everybody gets those two mixed up.
Labor.
Labor Day? What? What is the history behind Labor Day?
It is to the man of random facts.
No, Labor Day is to give thanks to the laborers of the United States, people that work with their hands for a living.
Blue collar people.
It's a day to
and
thank
the factories
them.
And stuff.
Right. It's basically a day off for them as a thanks from, I mean, really nobody. It's a federal holiday, but.
From the government.
Yeah, from the government saying, hey, your employer's going to pay you not to work that day.
Well, it's nice to have a 3-day weekend.
It is.
Wait, though, would those people in Walmart be considered hands-on employees?
They would, but we had this discussion. There's no such thing as being closed anymore.
We did have that discussion.
Yeah,
that
I mean, nothing's... I mean, what, Walmart's open on Christmas Day?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Not for the full day. The full day, but it is open part of the day.
And Walmart's just, what's wrong with America, man?
No, it's just not Walmart. I mean, yeah, it's a big part.
It's everywhere.
But it's not just Walmart. You can probably find a McDonald's open on Christmas. Gas stations are open on Christmas now. I remember 15 years ago when there wasn't crap open on Christmas. The only thing that was open on Christmas was the jails
and the
hospital. And that was it. I mean, it.
Yep, couldn't go anywhere to do anything.
No, now you drive by on Christmas, like when I go to my grandparents or whatever, the gas stations are open and they're packed. McDonald's.
Yeah, why is that? Why do people go out on Christmas Day?
Well, people go out to go to other people, relatives' homes.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you do that before Christmas
Day?
Well,
like, who the hell? People had to, used to, you would think. You're right.
But, like, who the hell wants to go to McDonald's on Christmas Day?
People that don't have, well, people that are traveling. But they're traveling that day, so
it's
they
a good
stop
day
to
travel.
Right, they stop to get breakfast, you know, whatever. Or people that don't have a family, that they're depressed and they want McDonald's. I mean, but it's truthful. I mean, McDonald's is crazy busy on Thanksgiving Day.
I'm gonna dedicate
Thanksgiving
the rest
Day
of my-
too.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm using Thanksgiving as an example because
yeah,
I read that story last
example.
Year. It's crazy busy on Thanksgiving Day. And you would think, why would it be crazy busy on Thanksgiving Day? Because people don't have families to go to. Lots of people don't.
I think I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to shutting down McDonald's as a whole.
Why?
Because, what do you mean why? It kills people. It's like the worst
McDonald's
thing.
McDonald's does not kill people.
It's like the worst thing
people
ever.
People kill people.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
McDonald's doesn't kill people. It doesn't help. But it doesn't kill them. McDonald's is not saying, hey, you have to come here, eat all this crap all the time to die.
That's true.
People, McDonald's has been around forever.
No, I get
and
that.
People,
this is my rant.
I know, and I'm ranting back at you. I'm not even really trying to defend McDonald's. I'm really not. But I watched, random facts. I watched a documentary on McDonald's, and it actually opens your eyes a little bit.
Which documentary was
Which
it?
Which one?
You're going to make me look it up.
Well,
I don't
do you
know.
Remember? No, you don't have
it,
anyway.
It's a McDonald's documentary. It's on Netflix. There, I'll promote it. Netflix Go, it's a McDonald's documentary. But the CEO of McDonald's said that of course he's the CEO, so he probably said it. But he said he actually lost, because it's all about portion control. He lost weight on McDonald's.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Well, they do have salads.
They do have salads, man. But there's like so much wrong with McDonald's, guys.
There's tons wrong with McDonald's.
I don't get why people
But at the same time, McDonald's does good for the world also.
I don't get why people are in such a rush to eat something that kills them.
How?
You have Ronald McDonald Charities. You have Ronald McDonald Hospitals. You have...
Tax cuts?
Yeah, but they pay for management... to go to college. I mean, I'm not saying it's great, but it's not the most evil out there either. Now, some of the downfalls is they pay, wages are low to their part-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
The food is horribly processed and bad for you. not all, but most of it. They're usually dirty, not very clean. I don't know if there's other negatives.
Anyway.
Anyways, how do we get on McDonald's? That wasn't even on the topic for today. It was your fault. Blame Cody.
I said Walmart was bad. And you
said,
no,
we said Walmart.
You said McDonald's open on Christmas. This is not my fault.
Oh, okay. It is my fault. Blame Tim. Hashtag blame Tim.
All right, gentlemen.
Into the Twitter. We'll be trending.
All right, gentlemen, what's the topic for the day?
What would we say? Beer, football, and low carb.
Low carbs.
I'm so excited for Thursday.
Go Maryland. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
See, that's the thing. I don't think about college football. And I know probably catch some flack for that. I think about NFL football.
Well, I do too. So go Ravens. There we go. We'll throw both out there.
You got a particular team.
Dolphins. He's Miami. Cody's Miami. And you're, Panthers.
Carolina Panthers. Don't really have a college team.
We all know who's superior sitting at this little triangle table.
Well, it ain't the Dolphins, that's for sure. I mean, we can go who's superior, and it would definitely be the Ravens. Latest Super Bowl. That's probably about all they have going for them right now.
No, I'm just excited for Thursday.
What was the highest paid quarterback in NFL? I don't think he is anymore. I think somebody has beaten him out on that.
Who knows? Cody wants us to ask.
But you
him
got
about
you got
Thursday.
Cam.
Yeah, well, we'll see if his ribs okay.
You don't gotta ask me about Thursday. It's just the Packers Seahawks. It's the opening game of the season. And then Sunday.
When does the Dolphins play Sunday?
Sunday. They play the Pats.
The Pats. I don't even know who Panthers play. We are going to the Panthers Ravens game though.
I heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be awesome.
All right, so what about football? What do you do when you watch football?
Usually just
what
eat.
Time? Well, hold on. What time? What time of year?
Doesn't matter.
It does, because if it's during NASCAR season, I am back and forth between NASCAR and
you
football.
Flip channels.
I am a channel flipper until NASCAR season's over.
All right. Well, let me change the wording.
I know what you meant, though.
Yeah.
I know. I just wanted to throw a curveball in there.
If you go to a game, what are you doing?
Eating,
drinking.
And having a good time. Sitting in the cold if it's in the middle of the winter.
Cornhole.
The last football game I went to, I didn't sit in the cold. I was at Heinz Field. I got the opportunity to sit in a booth. And they just bring you so much food. So eating.
Fancy?
No, it's not fancy. I was lucky. I had nothing to do with being fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had an extra ticket. And I was like, yeah, I'm in there like swimming around a hot day. So I went and then ate a whole bunch of food that was free.
When you walk out of the ocean and it's all sticking to you?
Somewhere. What?
Never mind.
No.
Wait, what? Seaweed?
Okay, anyway.
Football, food, and beer. All right, so it's football season. It is upon us. What do we, I mean,
dun, 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 dun.
How can we turn this into an informative session, informative session, even and discuss football and beer?
How's my neck?
What can we do? What can we talk about? What do you usually eat?
What do I normally eat?
Hey, whatever's
hamburger,
there.
Hamburger, hot dog?
Whatever's there,
yeah.
What's stadium food? Hamburger, hot dogs, fries,
hamburger,
salt, pretzels.
Yeah.
Chips, pizza.
Chips, wings. Pizza, wings, all the.
At a stadium?
Nah, at a stadium. I'm still dreaming sitting on my couch and just yelling
at
the TV.
Yeah, they do pizza. And I don't know if they have wings at the stadium.
I don't know.
They might.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's, well, the O's game, they had barbecue.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we want to make this a little bit more healthy. What are some different options we could do besides, I don't know, hot dogs, burgers?
Well, are you at the stadium or are you at home?
Let's pick a spot.
Well, if you're at the stadium, I mean, that's a tough one.
I mean, it's hard to...
I mean, the stadium is really tough.
Let's take it to the stadium because, I mean, at home you can pretty much cook whatever you want to cook if you want to do something different besides burgers and hot dogs.
And wings necessarily are not bad for you.
Not if you cook them the right way.
Right.
Correct.
Yes.
As long as you don't batter them up and slop them with a bunch of...
You're right.
Sugar-loaded
mm-hmm.
stuff.
That's right.
So, all right, let's say we pack up and we're going down to Baltimore. We're going down to D.C. And we're going to tailgate and bring a little grill along with us. What can we cook that's going to be relatively healthy and not junk food? Now, let me preface this by saying, if you're going on a Sunday and that's your day to enjoy yourself, should you avoid eating this stuff? Maybe not. But if we had the option and we're going to be healthy, what can we do? Tell me some ideas.
Pack some trail mix.
Trail mix. With raisins, cranberries, what?
Raisins, cranberries. You can put some nuts in there. Some people do M&Ms, but I was thinking more. You could probably put dark chocolate pieces in there. That'd probably be pretty good.
I would stick, yeah. If we're going to stay healthy, I would stick to dark chocolate dark nuts. Chocolate.
But then you don't even really need that. You can just do nuts and raisins.
I wouldn't do raisins, personally.
Cranberries, or dried fruit.
Well, it'd be dried fruits in general is high in sugar.
So what would you do?
Was nuts and dark chocolate.
Yeah, you could do that.
Protein and fat.
Just thinking about it from the standpoint that people usually put fruit in their trail mix.
This is true.
I mean, you could eat before you go. You could even tailgate in the parking lot and then grill your own stuff.
Right.
Well, that's what Thomas was talking about.
What kind of food would we take to put on a grill in the parking lot?
You could take chicken.
Take some chicken. Take some lean ground beef. Make some burgers. You could do a lot of stuff. You want to talk about the whole low carb
approach
of it?
Yeah.
You could wrap it in lettuce like we do.
Lettuce burgers.
Lettuce burgers are good.
And what kind of fixings would we have?
Condiments?
Yeah.
Blue cheese.
Blue
you gotta
cheese,
have blue
dude.
Cheese everywhere you go.
No, you don't.
It's
no
an
blue
essential
cheese.
Part of life.
No, it's not. I can't stand blue cheese. Disgusting.
You might have just messed up our little triangle, man.
That's fine. All right.
No carb, no sugar. What are we leaving out? We're taking out the blue damn cheese.
Exactly. Taking it out.
What are you going to make your own blue cheese? Are you going to make your own blue cheese?
How would you do that?
I'm sure there's recipes somewhere. Do it. Report back next week.
Research it. How to make your own blue
homemade
cheese next
blue
week.
Cheese.
I don't know. What kind
for those of you weirdos who are like me and Thomas and love blue cheese.
Mustard.
Mustard.
Mustard's good for you?
You could find they have ketchup now without high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, ketchup's ketchup.
Ketchup's ketchup.
Ketchup's ketchup.
I love ketchup.
Can you eat burgers without ketchup? I can't.
I love ketchup.
I can.
They also have mayo that's not really real mayo
because it's made with olive oil on it. Yeah, I saw that.
I'm just thinking about it from the standpoint of people who actually like this kind of stuff, and you can make healthy alternatives, but...
Healthier alternatives.
Healthier alternatives.
And
if we want to stay with the low-carb approach, we want to make sure we minimize as much of the sugar that we put on as possible.
So you could load it up with some vegetables, some green peppers, some onions, some tomatoes or something. Give you some more flavors.
Oh, we could do also what we did. Remember when we cooked out? We made the green guac.
Yes.
And we made it really, really spicy, and then we wrapped it in lettuce.
That was really good.
You have the guac. You don't necessarily need
You're right.
Ketchup or mustard.
No, it really takes care of all that for you.
But I did put blue cheese on mine.
What is wrong with you and blue cheese?
I like blue cheese, man.
So that would be even better, though, because you could prepare guacamole before you go to a game and then take it with you.
It's simple. You always pack a cooler to put beer in if you tailgate.
Guacamole is one of the easiest things to make, I think.
It just takes time.
It takes a little bit of time. You can even mash it with a fork in a small bowl if you really wanted to. It doesn't have to really get...
Because you got
to
cut up everything and you got to mash up the avocados.
That's really just a time consumer.
Mix it together.
Yeah, but it would take you, 15 minutes maybe?
Oh, yeah. Right. That's all it takes. Right. But still...
And then, like you said, cooler, beer, throw it in with the cooler to keep it cool, keep it cold. All right, so we got the food part down. We're doing burgers with guacamole and some lettuce and whatever else, what other fixings you want on it. What's our beverage of choice? If we really want to stay true, we should be drinking water.
Water the whole time, right.
All right. Let's say we're going to have a good time, so we're going to indulge and have something else. What should we drink?
Miller Lite?
Ideas?
Look at this Angry Orchard you got sitting in front of you. It's gluten-free.
Well, it's not exactly sugar-free, though, is it?
Cody wants Rollin' Rock.
Nobody knows about Rollin' Rock. You're going to diss blue cheese and you're going to diss Rollin' Rock?
I'm not dissing. I'm saying you want Rollin' Rock.
The green bottle. The green lantern over here.
That's right. Rollin' Rock.
Beer. Decent option. Give me something different.
Well, a lot of people would probably do soda, but it's not a good option.
Correct. Well, let's stay with the alcohol because people would like to drink alcohol with their football games.
I do too.
What's something else besides beer?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking like alcohol?
Yeah.
We're going liquor.
A lot of people don't take liquor to a football game, do they?
Well, that'd be a good question for some people. Hey, if you're listening out there, I want you to respond back. Tell us what you take to football games.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Bud Light, Miller Light, you see that on the billboards. That's stuff that everybody's going to bring to a football game.
Well, I love Miller Light without going to a football game. So, yeah, that's what I definitely would take.
So you're talking about from like a liquor standpoint with like if you're trying to keep – low carbs, low.
I'm talking about a low carb standpoint where we're trying to minimize what it is we're taking in to still have a good time so that we're still relatively healthy.
Tequila and vodka.
Why?
Why? Because they're low carb. They're white liquors. They're not dark.
Okay. Not a whole lot of sugar.
Tequila is made from agave. There's not a lot of sugar. Vodka is made from potatoes.
So we're kosher.
Kosher.
What would you mix it with? Kosher. That's, I don't know why I use that term. What would you mix it with?
What do you mix vodka with?
I hate vodka. You guys know that.
You do hate vodka.
Gin could work too.
Hey, I do gin and lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade. Real good.
That's the route you take, man.
Real good.
You could go just gin and lime juice, gin and tonic, gin and some tonic water with a little bit of lime. Same thing with tequila.
Tim, any preferences on the mixer? You just take shots.
I just take
shots. Shots.
I just take shots. I'm like, don't need to mix it with anything.
In between burgers, we're just going to take shots
of vodka.
Line burgers. Them up.
That's right.
We're playing beer pong with shots. Yeah, so.
That's not going to go well.
No, that's not going to go very well at all.
Somebody won't make it.
So, clear liquor, like you're saying, mix it with some tonic water. Make sure the water's carbonated, and that's it. Just carbonated water, no extra sodium, none of that. And then if, and this goes to, kudos to Rob Wolf, who I think created the NorCal margarita, take some lime, if that's what you want to flavor it with, or some lemon, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze it out into the drink. Mix it up a little bit. Now you got a lime with some tequila, with some vodka, with some gin, whatever
and
your preference
is. And a little bubbly in it.
And a little bubbly. So you get that soda feeling on the way down.
That's right.
All right. Any other thing you want to add to that?
No, I mean, I'm still thinking football games. So I'm a pure beer guy for football games.
Yeah, I mean, that's what most people are going to
do. All right. So what beer should we drink then?
Well, no offense. I know you're asking
you like
for
Miller Lite,
but I won't drink much of anything else besides Miller Lite.
All right, so you're Miller Lite guy. Is it okay to drink your Miller Lite for a football game?
Yes,
absolutely. How many? 12.
No.
Well, you could, but no. 3 or 4.
Yeah, whatever your magic number is.
Yeah,
depends on again what you're trying to accomplish. But yeah, Miller Lite, good. That's your beer. Mm-hmm. We drink a bunch of different brews. We do craft beers a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cody likes Rolling Rock.
Pumpkin season.
Rolling Rock's I guess it's called a craft beer.
Rolling
Rock is not a craft
Rolling
beer.
Rolling Rock's like Coors Miller.
To me, it's a craft beer.
It is not a craft beer.
You are way out of your league.
Wow. Okay, man, it's not a craft beer, but you're like, that was like a trick statement.
How's that a
trick statement? No, I said craft beer like, well, no, not even that.
Yeah,
no.
You said we
what's
like,
that wheat beer up in the refrigerator?
I don't know. My uncle brought it. You can have it.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what
I don't know what it's
right.
called.
Shapley's pumpkin beer would be craft beer.
I know what craft beers, but you threw me off.
Flying Dog
about,
beers are craft
beers. Yeah, but he threw me off, and he's like,
Flying
oh.
Dog.
He threw me off, and he's like, oh, we're talking more about craft beers. You like Rolling Rock. So when I was like halfway kind of paying attention, I was like,
halfway, but that's why we said that.
To
make
me,
sure you're paying attention.
To me, Rolling Rock. No, Rolling Rock, that's not a craft beer. My favorite craft beer is probably Line and Kugel. It's like Summer Shandy.
Yeah. That's more mainstream now.
My favorite.
It is. It started craft beer.
I guess my favorite craft beer would be that, what's it called? Dead Rise by Flying Dog.
Is that with Old Bay in it?
Yeah.
So gross.
So good.
It's decent.
No, it's not decent,
it.
Man. You can all probably right, get so, this. Never mind.
All right. Let's refocus topic on the beer. What would be our beer of choice if we could? If we're trying to stay low carb.
You want a light beer.
I want a light beer. Miller Lite, Coors Light, Bud Light.
Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra. What's the MGD 64?
Is that a Budweiser?
No, the Budweiser is the Bud Select, and I think that one has like, I don't know, 50-something. I don't remember. I don't know. That stuff just, it's like water.
Yeah.
It's not really, you don't have much flavor to it. But, I mean, if that's your purpose, and you're drinking it for a purpose, and to enjoy a football game, then there you go.
That's right. You can splooge once in a while.
All right, beer, football, low carb. Let's discuss low carb now, more in depth. What you got for me? You're doing low carb, right?
I am low carb, so I'm really cutting breads out. Breads and pastas.
Do you want, as a matter of fact, do you want to update us at any point with what's going on?
Not now.
Wait till next week?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Next week.
The people want to know.
Well, they will have to wait because I didn't really start until a week later because I was on vacation.
That's
so don't really have much progress.
You're busy though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but not much progress right now. So next week I'll write some stuff down and we can do an update of where we're at after 3 weeks.
Okay. So minimizing carbohydrates, breads, pastas, anything
potatoes.
Else? Potatoes. Anything else? That you personally
I'm personally doing. No, honestly, that's pretty much where I'm at right now. That's where I'm trying to stay away from.
You cut out soda, didn't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. Soda's out.
Sugars.
Yeah.
Sugars would be carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Just in case anybody's thinking about it.
Yeah. Keeping away from the breads and pastas and
Noodles.
Noodles.
Chips.
Chips
are gone. Chips.
Yep.
Anything else I'm missing?
Not that I can think of on the top of my head that people generally eat.
Stuff like candy and that kind of thing too.
Yeah, but yeah. Candies you want to stay away from, but not a big candy eater. So
here's something to think about, and it's not something that people would usually do, but you could potentially overeat on fruits.
Yes, I was reading an article about that today.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like grapes is a great example of what people overeat all the time.
Yes.
Because they buy them and they put them in a bowl, and what they do is they take the bowl with them to their couch. And
sit and eat all of them.
Right, and really you're only supposed to have the recommended allowance of like grapes for like a serving is like 14 to 16 grapes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What was that, about 4 or 5 ounces or something like
that? I think
that?
So, yeah. And like,
that's about your daily recommended value for fruits in general.
Right,
it's like
right.
6 ounces or 8 ounces.
6 or 8 or something. But I was looking at, you know, like your normal, because I was looking for like portion sizes of like chicken.
Right.
Because I know one of my biggest problems with weight has always been overeating.
Right.
You know? So I was looking up some stuff today about, you know, portion size for chicken, and I saw they recommend, you know, most times, like, chicken breasts are bigger than what you're actually supposed to have.
Well, especially now, because all those damn chickens are on steroids.
Right.
They're all on growth hormone and crap. They come out about 10 times bigger than they should be.
Right. Right. Which are the ones I buy because they're
cheap.
Which, it's a different subject. But it's only supposed to be about 3 to 4 ounces.
Yeah, well, if you hold out your palm of your hand, that's, I mean, guys, girls, different. Obviously, everybody's hand size is different. That's between 3 and 6 ounces right there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can manage that size, then...
Right, you're good.
You're good. You think it's going to work?
We're going to try. I don't know. I'm trying to do more vegetables. I love vegetables, but I always have a problem. It's not that I have a problem eating vegetables, because when they're there, I eat them.
Mm.
It seems like I never make them.
Why is it?
I don't know. I don't have a clue. No, I don't have an answer for you.
But the freezer bags, typically.
That's what I get, is the like the steamed freezer bags.
Yeah, but you know what, too? Like when we pre-cook or pre-make meals and stuff, we always tend to roll with the same vegetables. It's always like mushrooms, onions, carrots. Mm-hmm. Like you do the same kind of thing all the time. You're talking about chefs and cooking. Like, it's almost kind of like an art to experiment and do that kind of stuff.
Kind of is.
I had these green beans and mushroom mix today, and it was really good.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
So, more veggies. Mm-hmm. Veggies are going to be a lot lower in carbohydrate content, and actually a lot of vegetables have some protein content. So, if you take kale or lettuce or spinach, you know, it might have 5 grams of carbohydrates per cup or whatever. I'm not being specific because I don't know without looking at a food label. And then you'll have a bunch of fiber in there and a bunch of vitamins and minerals without all the carbohydrates, and it fills you up as quick.
Right.
And don't you usually do kale and spinach with your stuff?
I do kale every morning with, like, breakfast. And then I usually maybe do kale, like, in the evening, because it's really, really quick for me to put it in, like, a pan with, like, a little bit of olive oil to kind of give it, like, some...
A little bit of flavor, a little bit of moisture.
Do you buy bagged kale? Do you buy bagged kale?
I bag kale. It's so much easier for me just to grab a handful and then throw it in there. That's what I do. And then you just kind of cook it to whatever kind of texture you want, and it's really, really simple. It's easy.
Okay. I do that with spinach. I buy, you know, the bag.
And I've done that with spinach.
Well, I buy those containers.
I hear you. And it's easy to do that. Again, though, at some point it's cheaper to get actual kale and spinach,
but
just throwing it out there.
No, you're right, but sometimes I look at the time save, you know,
right, the convenience of it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta wash it, cut it up, do a whole bunch of other things. I mean, you could even bag it yourself, honestly, after you do that. I now that I think about it, that makes more sense. I'll probably just buy like giant freezer bags and then cut up like a head of kale
and then stick it in the bag
and I can just do the same thing I do usually every morning with my breakfast.
And when it comes to like organic versus normal, like if you buy the boxed organic kale versus like organic kale that's you can pull apart, you're paying three or four times as much. It takes a little bit extra time. That's what you're saying.
But I mean, even then, like a serving of kale is like it's loaded with like vitamins and stuff and fiber.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really take much at all, to be honest, and it's not that expensive.
Do you eat a lot of fruits?
Yeah.
Do you?
A lot of bananas. I ate a lot of bananas.
Even with the sugar content?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's to support the activity.
Well, for what he's doing,
I mean,
yeah.
That's just me. And we can kind of talk about what low carb does to all three of us in our experiences with it, because we've all tried like strict paleo for a month. We've all tried.
I want to make sure. I'm not doing strict paleo. I mean, no. I'm making sure everybody knows, you know, I'm not cutting all carbs out. Like, I'm not cutting, like, the challenges we've done before, I'm not doing that. I'm not saying no breads, no, you know, I'm not saying no.
No, but you're just being aware.
Well, no, I mean, it's way.
It's way down with the breads
reduced.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, because I don't want us to get this wrong, because we kind of covered paleo before when we first started, when we were talking about nutrition stuff. The paleo concept is within means. Mm-hmm. Right? Different people in different parts of the world, that's what it applies to, is our ancestors.
Sure.
So some paleo people probably ate rice, some paleo people didn't.
Like,
so I want to make sure.
Asian, your more Asian countries.
Right. We're Western, that'd be Eastern. I want to just to make sure that everybody understands so we don't kind of carded like, oh, they do paleo, that means no bread, no grains.
Well,
that's not necessarily true.
No, you're right.
And if we do paleo, you can probably throw in some bread, and it depends on how the bread's made.
Right.
You can make bread out of different stuff.
Right.
So, but, you know, and paleo is associated with that word, diet, and we want to stay away from that more or less.
Right, and that's why we're not doing a diet. I'm just monitoring and reducing.
And lifestyle eating.
Yeah.
So. Nope.
Most definitely.
You did the no grains before.
Yes.
And that worked out how?
Worked out awesome.
What happened?
I think I lost like 35 pounds or something in a month.
In a month?
Yeah.
Cody, you did it before. What happened?
Lost a little bit of weight. Not a whole lot.
Were you working out and stuff too, though?
But like it really wasn't. I mean, when we did it, this was still. When did we do this?
This was a while ago.
Was it last October? Or was it like
two years ago? Yeah, it was a while ago.
So then, like, I mean, like, for me, I lost a little bit of weight, but then you talk about still working out, like, my training volume wasn't as high, so I could kind of get away with it.
Right, your training's much higher now.
It was when Thomas was doing my programming for the Open, and now I'm kind of just working on something specific. But, I mean, if you want to talk about, like, low carb back then, like, when we did it couple years ago, yeah, I lost a little bit of weight, leaned up a little bit within that month. It wasn't much. It wasn't 35 pounds. It might have been like 5.
Right. So let's talk football. Let's go back a little bit.
All right.
How do you think your team's going to do this year?
Me?
Yeah.
Good.
Dolphins.
You're not going to get anything negative out of me. Okay, here, I'll be
honest. No, let's be honest.
I think we have the defense to, like, really, really make moves.
Wow, that was a major switch in
direction.
Sorry. It is going to be a switch. You're getting
I'm throwing it.
I'm throwing it around, man.
Getting
what you asked for. We revamped our entire offensive line, and I really think our O-line is going to be better, Brandon Albert and the rookie that we drafted. If we can keep Tannehill on his feet, I think we'll be good. We have the receivers. We have the defense. If the O-line can show up and play, I think we'll be legit. I don't know how legit, but it'll damn sure be better than last year.
And? What about the Dolphins? What about the Ravens?
Ravens, well, I think their defense is starting to come back. I'm a little worried about the offense for the first 3 weeks without Ray Rice there.
Don't draft Ray Rice.
Yeah, don't draft Ray Rice.
In your fantasy draft.
I know, I wanted to, but I was like,
I'll draft Ray Rice tonight, gladly. He's only out for 2 games, man.
3 games.
I thought it was 2.
No, it's 3. It's a 3-week band. I think it's 3 weeks.
It's only 2 games, I'm telling you.
Is it only 2?
It's only 2 games.
Well, it's either 2 or 3. But I'm a little worried with him out. And honestly, I'm worried about Flacco a little bit.
Well,
Flacco is either on or he is off.
Right.
So I'm hoping we are definitely more on than off. How about your...
I don't know.
Don't have a clue, huh?
I don't have a clue. We'll see. Our defense is always good. See what Cam Newton does. I don't know.
You don't have any pass catchers.
I enjoy watching the games. I don't, you know.
Well, I do too. I'm not.
I don't try to keep up with it. Obviously, he knows the offensive lineman names. I don't try to keep up
with
it.
Well, why do you think I did Ray Rice? I know Ray Rice. I know Flacco.
I mean, I know we made some changes, but I watch the games.
We have Ominata or whatever his name is on defense.
He's good.
He's awesome. We have Orr. He's offense.
Michael Orr's not on your team anymore.
Oh, he's not? See? Look, I don't even know. Where did he go?
He retired.
I want to say Tennessee.
He didn't retire? I thought he retired.
No, they got rid of him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, man. How can they do that after the Blind Side movie?
It's a business. They can do whatever they want to do.
I know. I'm just picking.
So, does anybody think that a NFL athlete would benefit from a low carbohydrate diet? Well, it's here, Tim. What do you think? Yes, no? Contemplating?
I'm contemplating, which isn't good for radio, I know. probably maybe a little bit, but I think because of all the workout and stuff they do, carbs are not necessarily a bad thing for them. All
right, correct. Cody? All
right, so to me, I would say yes and no depending on, like, the athlete, but I'm leaning more towards no.
But isn't there – correct me if I'm wrong. I know you will. Isn't there different types of carbs? Yeah. Like good carbs and bad carbs?
Yes.
Yes, but we're just talking about low carb in general. So
we're just talking low carb in general.
So think about it like this. What has more carbohydrates in it, a serving of pasta or a serving of kale?
Serving of pasta.
Yes. So we're talking about it's going to be really, really, really hard to – eat that much fruits and eat that many fruits and
vegetables.
But they
like for runners, I know, like we used to when I was doing cross country, mm-hmm. we always had these spaghetti suppers the night before.
Yeah, and that's a loaded crock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry, that's a loaded crock. It's a loaded crock pot of pasta that should be dumped out in the backyard. No, and we'll kind of wrap this up pretty quick too. NFL athletes, they have to be big. In order to be big, you have to eat a bunch of food. Mm-hmm. Now, is it going to matter what kind of foods they eat? Yes, obviously it does. Are they going to get more carbohydrates from, say, pasta than vegetables? Absolutely. But it's going to be more beneficial for them to eat as much as they can to maintain weight, right?
That's true.
Now, the source still matters, though. Yes. You don't want them eating junk food. It's not like they can just go, you know, haul down 3 gallons of ice cream because that's not good food, good source of food. So you still want them to eat the healthier carbohydrates, which might be potatoes, rice, whatever it is. And, you know, pasta here and there is fine. Now, on the other hand, with what you're saying, endurance athletes, there is research going on now that has long-distance athletes eating higher fat diets. So they take in way more avocados, way more saturated fats, which help sustain energy over a period of time because fat provides more energy at the molecular level than carbohydrates. Are you going to need the carbohydrates? Yes, because the amount of work that's put into it. But higher fat diets for that reason will help sustain energy longer because of the energy system that they're working within.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Kind of
a little bit.
But yes. Not that the pasta dinners didn't help, but they didn't hurt you. They didn't hurt you. They didn't help you.
It was kind of a neutral thing. Yeah. It's more, honestly, it's more team building than anything.
Right.
I mean, it really is.
Right. Well, and pasta is the carb loading thing, which I tell even nutrition class, it's null and void. It may work for some people. It's not going to work for all people. But if you're going to load up on carbohydrates, do you have to do it with pasta?
No.
You can make another meal, right?
With
fruits and vegetables.
Right.
Load up on that kind of carbohydrate.
Right.
And then the next day, you might not feel as heavy. Did you ever eat a load of pasta and the next day you felt heavy?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you got a bunch of just sitting there.
Right, right.
So, that's just last thought.
Cool.
Anything else? No. Keeping it short and simple tonight.
Short and simple.
I think we got through everything. Beer.
Football.
Football.
Low carb.
Low carb.
All right. So when would it not be beneficial to do low carb real quick before you keep going?
Me during the open?
Athletes. Cody during the open, which would technically be considered an athlete because you're putting in a lot of time.
Right.
Let's say you drop 100, your workouts are getting more and more, right? Instead of doing 3 days a week for an hour, you're doing 4 days a week for an hour and a half, or I don't know, we're just making something up. Guess what? You need to add in some carbohydrates to support and sustain the effort that you're putting out.
Right.
Now, does that need to be from pasta?
No, it can be from fruits, vegetables. Right.
Right. All right. So just to throw that out there, if you have a adrenal issue, which would be fatigue, annoying fatigue, if you have some gut health would be another issue. Let's say good, bad bacteria. There's been some evidence that if you go really, really low carbohydrate, it could lead to some overgrowth of bad bacteria in the gut, which could lead to some sickness stuff.
Okay.
So it's if you go into the interwebs and look it up, it's a very debating topic.
I gotcha.
Currently.
All right, cool.
Especially within the paleo ancestral primal.
Which I've been starting to read more and more a little bit of.
But by all means, you do not need to be consuming 60% of your diet in carbohydrates.
No. No, no, no.
So what are you trying to say, man? That pyramid's been lying to us all this time?
What pyramid?
The pyramid.
That's why they changed the pyramid. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Their range, and we can go.
That thing was so messed up.
Yeah, it's still messed up. It's the mind plate now. The pyramid was 45 to 65% carbs, 10 to 35% protein, and then 20 to 35% fat, which at least that range is good for fat. Protein, that's pretty solid. Carbohydrates, though, not even.
Yeah,
way off. Not even close, way off. You don't need to be eating.
Well, it's amazing what you learn over time. You know, it's that back then it was, they thought it was right, you know, but science and technology have.
They thought it was right from the standpoint of, like, processed carbohydrates. So even if we stick to the, let's say even if we stick to that whole entire, like, 65, 55, whatever percent, the main, like, percentage of your food comes from carbohydrates, and you're trying to follow this method where you don't consume, let's say, processed carbohydrates very often or not so much.
Right.
You're going to end up eating a crap ton of vegetables just to meet those grams.
Right.
You're going to be eating so much.
Before you had processed foods, how would you eat that many? Have that much carbohydrate?
It's a lot of carbs.
So, and that's another whole topic to even dive into, but with the government and USDA, if you think about the amount of carbohydrates and wheat and pushing that and then subsidizing certain crops, blah, 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 blah.
Right. That's a different day.
Yeah. If ever.
If ever, right. All right, Cody, you got anything else?
Low carb, good or bad?
Depends on the person.
All right.
Depends on the situation.
Correct.
You want me to elaborate more?
No, I'm right behind you. Absolutely right. Just want people. That's a big thing. We want people to understand. It's a personal.
It's a personal choice. It's a personal choice, but it's built. It's based mainly on your physical needs.
Your metabolic physical needs. What it is you do. What your goals are.
So we're not saying that low carb is bad. We're not saying that paleo is bad. We're not saying one's good, one's bad. We're not trying to say that. We're just trying to put it out there, just kind of get the knowledge out there, just kind of give people some more options and build some awareness.
Cool. Orange is shaking over here.
Orange
is
shaking. Cool. I just had a shiver.
Cool. I didn't even know what color shirt he was wearing.
I had to look. He said, what? Whatever. All right, everybody. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope everybody did have a great Labor Day. Again, for Thomas, Cody, and myself, we just appreciate you listening to the podcast every time. Make sure you leave us comments on our Twitter accounts or, it's probably the best way to get a hold of us is leaving us comments by Twitter or if you have our Facebook accounts, you can do it that way.
You can find us on there, too.
Yep, you can find us everywhere. Or you can, of course, visit the make sure, remember, everywhere. You can get the... I mean, I'm sure if you're listening, you know, but iTunes, through our website, GMLB...
.net. And Stitcher, too.
And Stitcher, right? Yep, which is... you can use that for your Android phone or your Apple phone or any kind of mobile phone. I think it's also for Microsoft phones and stuff like that. So that's a good app that you can get the show on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Peace out. And we'll talk to you next time.
No quote.
Oh, do you want a quote?
Yeah, we got to have a quote.
All right, all right. Hold on.
I got a quote.
You got a quote?
Tim is too sexy for his shirt.
That's not a quote. All right, here's a quote. I found this one. Actually, today I was looking up some stuff. Let's see. love is not as important as good health. You cannot be in love if you're not healthy. You cannot appreciate it. Bryan Cranston, a.k.a. Walter White, a.k.a. Breaking Bad. So Bryan Cranston, who plays Walter White.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came up with that quote. I kind of liked it.
Nice.
So
I'll roll with it.
All right, man. All right, well, everybody, thanks again. Peace out. We'll talk to you next time.